Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have seven different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here. April 14th, 2025. It is WrestleMania week, and we're going to have so much coverage for you guys. I mean, quite frankly, we are here for the next 2 weeks straight. Raw, NXT, Dynamite, a huge Dynamite. Mercedes versus Athena, going to be a big one. Thursday night for post-TNA or something. I don't know what the schedule will be there. Friday, SmackDown ahead of Mania. I will be popping onto that show with Kate and Alexis. Then SmackDown, night one and two. Myself and Jeff Hawkins. We're taking it back old school, bringing Jeff Hawkins in. Then next Monday, normally I do this show solo. I've asked Andrew Baydala to join me as I will be running on fumes next week. And I think that having him on for this special edition Raw After Mania show is going to be great. We're going to have interviews from on the scene, not just with WWE talent, but Joe Hendry as well. Tons of that. We got Joel Pearl headed to Circa Las Vegas, and he's going to be enjoying the Circa Mania events. If you are in the area, check out Circa Mania. But if you're here right now, leave a thumbs up. Tap the bell for notifications. Subscribe. Drop a fruit emoji. Get in your super chats and humper chats. Our wonderful moderator, Luis, will take them down and will let you guys know or let me know what is there. That way I can make sure to get to these. And again, man, we are going to be here all weekend, but that's not it. FightfulSelect.com. I'll go ahead and plug that. And actually, somebody queued me up for one, but we've got news on Chelsea Green's WrestleMania status on FightfulSelect.com. We had the Raw plans. We're going to have multiple stat pieces this week. We're going to have early access to our notes and some of the interviews as well on FightfulSelect.com. We've got WrestleMania stories all week long. We're going to have scoops threads on everything this week and details on why some people are or are not on the show, all that good stuff. But man, we got so much to talk about, and I'm very excited about it. Now, Tin Ruzza says, how was MAGA Wrestling Federation today? Listen, regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, and I've made my feelings known a million times on that, it is not a good thing or a compliment to say that a world leader is good at getting heat. And listen, if you are so sensitive that you can't take that amount of criticism for who you voted for, I don't know what to tell you. Grow up. But like, that's not a good thing. We want the person to be ideally respected for wise decision making. I don't want heat out of my world leaders when it comes to stuff like that. But we also had somebody queue up a Fightful Select plug, so to speak. It mentioned to me in a DM. They said, Sean, you discussed today on your Q&A show on FightfulSelect.com about the Peacock deal and how WWE could approach that and how it tied into Fightful, UFC, and other comparables. Can you give us a breakdown on the post-Raw show about that? Yeah, I would love to. I've had people asking me when I think or where I think WWE's pay-per-view and PLE stuff will go as it expires in March 2026. So it's very smart that WWE did this and had it end in March 2026. And you might say, well, why is that? Because WrestleMania is in April of 2026. So whoever gets the WWE PLE rights is going to get WrestleMania, or WWE can shop WrestleMania separately. The Home Run Derby, for example, is being shopped separately. This past week, Dana White was asked about the WWE or the UFC broadcast rights and if they could get rid of pay-per-view. Piracy is really like taking a toll on the UFC, plus card quality outside of pay-per-view, all that. And he kept it very vague. And the reason for that is, why would he take anything off the table? Everything's a possibility. If a broadcast network or a cable network or a platform offers him way more money than he would reasonably make for a good period of time on pay-per-view, he would be willing to cannibalize that pay-per-view market. Now, WWE did it a few years ago, but where they were very wise is they cannibalized it on their own platform, relicensed everything from those platforms, and now they have no risk. WWE is getting paid fees by Tubi, by A&E, USA Network, Peacock, Netflix, and now they're going to be able to examine things and say, well, maybe we could shop WrestleMania separately, or maybe it'll be worth the all-encompassing deal. UFC is going to look at things and say, well, maybe it's worth cannibalizing our pay-per-view market. But I can give you an example as it relates to Fightful terms. If somebody, like a sponsor, say hypothetically, NordVPN, BetOnline came along and they said, Sean, we want you to get rid of the paywall. We want you to instead put all of your stories for free on Fightful.com. But what we want is exclusive advertising rights to that. That's a lot of times what these platforms are doing. They are gaining. Peacock gained the rights for the PLEs. Now, I would have to look at that and say, well, if it's for 1 year, it's not worth it. Then I'd have to restart a paywall in a year, possibly. For the UFC, it's the same way. They're not going to cannibalize their pay-per-view market for 1 year. It'd have to be like a big amount of money for X amount of years. Same with, like, that would be our approach as well. With WWE, they've already cannibalized that pay-per-view market. So they are going to look for whatever platform or manner in which they could make the most amount of money. I expect that those talks to kick off after WrestleMania when they get the numbers back. That will play a big role in all of this. Oh, man, guys, it's a big week. Such a big week. Very excited for it. I'm just getting the emails right now about Joel setting up his interview with Joe Hendry. Very excited about that. KE775 says, hey, Sean, Becky's comments at her improv show Friday about not wrestling anymore. Is she shooting or trolling? She is and has been under a WWE contract for a number of months. FightfulSelect.com, you boys, reported that. Please subscribe. But it's her having a little bit of fun. They did make some WrestleMania pitches. I don't know what happened with them, but there were some efforts made. Tim says, the Raw go-home show was meh. Listen to the Fightful Report during the show. Thanks for all you do, SRS. The Fightful Report, man, you all are queuing up my plugs for me. It's the weekly show I do on FightfulSelect.com. It is like our anchor, where I recap the week in wrestling news, exclusive news, and then I do a Q&A over 30 minutes. Saturday and Sunday, I'm planning on doing live Q&As each afternoon for you guys over on FightfulSelect.com. But we did have a WWE Raw to talk about. Man, it was a show. It was certainly a show. Now, throughout this program, I am going to give you my predictions on the show, as well as some of the Bet Online odds associated with those. Our wonderful partner over at Bet Online, they provided all the odds for Fightful that we do on anything. They also helped inspire me for the Ric Flair old graphic, which. Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable oral spray and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
I know some of you really appreciate it. But, man, Dave Cost, this dude is so good to us. He's so loyal to us. And I told him, by all means, if you got something to plug, and he goes, just shout out your boy, John Alba, and his Patreon. Love working with John Alba. John Alba, I believe, should be on a major sports network. I mean, he's already on SMY, but I really, really think that he should be on a major sports network. He is so good on those. Such a wonderful broadcaster. Has helped me out on a lot of my biggest stories as well. Jampier says, I'm highly enjoying this Twitter feud between SRS and Nikki. I got to say, the cat eye look does suit you pretty well. We need a cat on a pole match, though. Listen, I'm just trying to do my job. I'm just trying to do my job. Listen, it's bad enough that she hangs out with Shaza, all right? Now she's got to go out there and make graphics of me and stuff. No thanks. No thanks. Take your hands off of me. Let's get into WWE Raw. Dave Cost also says, which, by the way, Dave Cost sent a super chat that I meant to get to. He says, tough watch tonight, but I'm convinced the show will deliver even though the build has been rough. What under-the-radar match are you looking forward to? What would you do with Orton? I did get your DM, Dave. So what I would do with Orton, right now, BetOnline has Nick Aldis the favorite. I would maybe do that, but I would have probably done it to where Orton says, I can't respect you, Nick Aldis, blah, blah, blah. And then Nick Aldis gains his respect, even though, listen, Nick Aldis is a great former NWA champion. He doesn't need to gain the respect of anybody. He should have the respect of everybody. But I think it'll be Solo Sikoa. I would love it to be Rusev, and then Rusev squashes him, and then we lead to something else. Because, listen, they can say, oh my God, the surgically repaired back of Randy Orton, blah, blah, blah. I would love for it to be the betting favorite at Bet Online of Nick Aldis, but I think it'll be Rusev or Solo Sikoa, who are also pretty high there as well. Under the radar match, it's first off, Natalya at Bloodsport, because I am a big fan of Natalya and I want to see what she can do. Big catch wrestling guy, obviously, and she's going to rep. I know she is. But I think that Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre is going to be one that a lot of people are like, oh, okay. Because they kind of got disrespected by the masses when it came out that that was going to happen and that was going to be the direction for the match. And I think it's going to be really good. KE775 says, kind of sad that the best WWE program Friday through Monday was WWE Rivals Rollins versus Reigns on A&E. I haven't got to watch that. Well, it wouldn't have mattered if I didn't cancel my YouTube TV, which I did because of NordVPN.com/Fightful. But YouTube TV doesn't get A&E anyway. But let me tell you what I liked. I loved that WrestleMania 9 documentary on Peacock. KE775, I haven't got to see Rollins Reigns, so I don't have a frame of reference to compare it. But that WrestleMania 9 documentary kicked ass. Like, you had them straight up saying, yeah, Hogan might be lying about getting his ass whooped by Randy Savage. I couldn't believe it. And it was so funny that Hogan's like, well, if they want to believe that, yeah, of course we don't believe you. You lie about everything, dude. You lie about so much that we're cooking up content ideas to how we can monetize your lies. I really, really love that documentary. Now, I don't know if they ever ended up releasing the making of Mania back then, but that's what they were doing. They were filming the making of Mania. And then they found this footage and used it and then capitalized off of it and created a new documentary. And it was so good. It was so good. That's what I want to see more of. I love WWE documentaries. I was, you know, when I was a kid, I would buy like, you know, the Legion of Doom documentary and all that stuff. And like, I knew enough to know it was WWE washed, right? But listen, I still liked the content and the quality of them as the quantity went way up in the WWE Network era. They weren't quite the same. This one, the WrestleMania 9 one, I think was one of the best ones they did. They were very transparent about ticket sales, about Hogan politicking, about how unhappy Brett was with all that stuff, about so many elements, about the card sucking, quite frankly. Thought it was fantastic. Great job on them. That's one that I expect to get a lot of votes in the Fightful Awards next year. Yeah. But, man, I'm looking forward to them doing some more of those, honestly. Looking forward to that. What else we got? We got Dave Koss saying, my pitch for Chelsea has always been a comedy segment with a legend. She deserves more, but it would be an entertaining spot that would be more enjoyable. Dave, I mentioned on Fightful Select, on the Fightful Report today, where I broke this story, that what I expect to happen is, even though they didn't have a match for her, they don't have a segment for her or anything, I was told there's nothing for her right now, but it is a situation where when everything gets formatted out and they start to figure stuff out, then they can factor her in. But I know what's going to happen. They'll have her do some backstage segment, and then Triple H or the commentary will be like, don't listen to the internet. They never know what they're talking about. All that stuff. That train's never late, buddy. Dave Koss said, happy you said that. In terms of linear storytelling, I feel Priest and Drew and Naomi and Jade are the best told stories of the build. I'm picking Damian Priest. No, sorry. I'm picking Drew McIntyre to win that match, by the way. He is a slight favorite over at BetOnline AG. I've got him winning Drew because Damian won last year, quote unquote. And I want Naomi to win, nothing against Jade, but I think that Naomi's done such great work that I think that she should win. But I'm picking Jade Cargill, who is a monster favorite at BetOnline AG. Naomi and Jade have done a great job, especially Naomi, telling that story. And with a street fight type of stipulation, oh boy. I think that Drew and Damian are going to go crazy. Gunther came out and cut a promo. I am going to talk about Raw now. I am not picking him at WrestleMania. I'm picking Jey Uso at WrestleMania. Monster favorite at BetOnline AG. Please bet what you can and bet responsibly, please. Gunther cut a phenomenal promo. Just a great promo. And like his character feels so disrespected by being doubted at this stage. And I've always said that I believe every single word that Gunther says as a character. Like everything that he says is believable and is something that I look at and I go, yeah, you know what? I can buy into that. He's so convincing. He said, ever since I've stepped foot in this company, I've been the greatest gift the company ever received. He exudes champion. Everything about him just screams out, top guy, top champion. My hair's all messed up. Thanks for Queen of the Ring for pointing that out, making me self-conscious about it. Really appreciate it. Gunther has long been just like that perfect example of champion to me. And I remember when he had the UK title and people were like, well, who should beat him? And I was like, TBD, man. Just TBD. Whenever you find somebody good enough to beat him. That's how I felt about Roman after a while. But right now, it's clear they want, you know, they want the image, the drone shot. 50,000 people are yeeting their pants in Sin City. You know, all that. What a moment. That whole thing. And that's what they should do. Jey Uso is in the position to be capitalized on right now. I think Jey Uso probably should be the champion. He came out and cut a promo later on that I think should have been way more serious. What I can say is I'm glad it didn't follow the same formula of post-match beatdown. But I think he could have been more serious. One of my friends, Lovely, on Twitter was like, yeah, he should have been like, no yeet tonight. I'm dead serious about this. I'm really hammered at home. He's like, I'll be yeeting on Saturday before and after the match. Thought they did a fair job here, but Gunther really carried it. Could have used some more seriousness here out of this. I mean, you know, Jay really, you got to face an emotional situation. Sorry for the stutter there. Face an emotional situation with his brother being obliterated. And I'm of the belief that probably Ludwig Kaiser and Jimmy get involved on Saturday, I think. Bayley defeated Liv Morgan. Fine match. Listen, I ain't here for the Bayley and Lyra beat the entire division, which has already been booked like dog shit to begin with, to compete against a team in Liv and Raquel. Liv deserved way better than this like very hasty booking that was put together for WrestleMania after what she did to help carry the brand last year. It should have been something better for her. And it wasn't. And Bayley deserved better. I mean, Bayley's probably happy doing a tag match. She cares about the tag team division, but the IC title deserved better. The women's US title deserved better. The women's tag team division in general deserved better. And the booking of that championship deserved better. Now, I'm sure this match will be a good one. Bayley and Lyra, Liv and Raquel, I'm sure they're going to go all out. Nothing but respect for those women. But this has been a major weakness of the Triple H era of WWE, is the booking of the championships. And if you go back, man, and you listen to my shows around the time they were introducing these mid-card titles, I had said, man, you know, I really take issue with the way that they booked the world title. They'd be like, oh, well, this person is from here. So therefore, here's their title match. It's gotten even worse with the Intercontinental and US title, where it's like, okay, here's a contender match. And then the contender gets the title shot and the person who loses it gets a title shot too. All right. This match, however, as Luis has pointed out, type of match we should have gotten from Liv all of last year and probably in a match at WrestleMania. I would have loved to have seen Liv Morgan competing for the IC or US title at WrestleMania. What's to keep us from that? Right? Some people could say she deserves better. Listen, she can also elevate a championship as well. Of course, Lyra and Raquel get involved. Bailey ended up winning, though, but this was a good one. I enjoyed this match. Joseph Morris says, I don't care what stories are happening from now. Now on, Liv must be one of the winners of the Rumble or the Chamber, finally getting her Mania moment next year. So I'll be talking about the Dom thing shortly, but I could see a situation where Liv, maybe even along with Dom, becomes a bit more of a baby face, not anytime soon, because they need heels really bad on that show. But, you know, the draft could change a lot of things. And Liv could be one of those people where the audience starts to, you know, goes from loving to hate her to just loving her. I could for sure see that happening. I believe that Liv and Raquel are the BetOnline AG favorites right now. I have them winning that match as well. J.M. Melagrito says, Sean, you've mentioned your collection of wrestling DVDs. Do you have the Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior? You know what? As I look for it, I certainly do, buddy. I've got two of them. I've got the one that they want you to remember and the one they don't want you to remember. I've got this one, the Always Believe, and I've got the Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior. I certainly do. I bought almost every WWE documentary that they had, and this was largely before the network, but I really wanted all this footage. I love to study the matches and all that stuff. Not the Warriors. His matches sucked. He was ass. But now that a lot of the content is like not necessarily nailed down as to where it's going to be, somebody said, Luis, I put that up there on purpose. What are you talking about? I did that intentionally. Hey, Sean, the screen. I know what I'm doing. I did that intentionally. what, you think I'm just going to have me bending over, giving people a free show as I look for my DVD? Come on, Luis. What kind of operation you running here, Luis? Sean, the screen. You scared me. What? I'm not going to have my cheeks hanging out on Fightful.com. As if, buddy, I'm wearing these Fabletic shorts right now. They're a little high on me, you know? I'm not giving these people that. Not unless y'all pay. Enough. But yeah, I got the Warrior thing. I got that shit. Oh, man. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Stephen Harden says, hey, Sean, any chance of hell? Brock Lesnar showing up to squash Roman, Seth, and Punk walking out on him. P.S., who do you think the Bengals' first-round pick will be? So follow my Common Bengals W account. I will probably do probably a pre-draft show. I won't be doing a draft show that night. I'll be in Indianapolis. Wait a second. Isn't that where the NFL draft is? Wait, where is the NFL draft? Didn't they always do it in Indianapolis? Am I wrong about that? No, it's at Lambeau Field. I felt like they used to do it in Indianapolis or something, and I was like, oh my God, I'll be there. It's in Green Bay. I think they're going to take a linebacker or an edge is what I predict. If there's like a too good to be true guard, maybe. Any talk of Nashville getting a mania? Yeah, there's talk of it. A lot of cities are thrown around as possibilities, but I don't know about that as of yet. Sorry, to go back to the combine's always in Indy. That's what it is. But yes, Brock Lesnar. So every time I've asked, which is every other month, I get told he has not been discussed, anything like that. I'll tell you guys a story that I've told on In the Weeds before. Last year, before WrestleMania, I got wind that another person in wrestling media was moving on reporting that Brock Lesnar not only was going to come back, but was going to come back in the main event of WrestleMania. I had some conversations with some people at 2K in the weeks prior to that, and they were telling me about what a pain in the ass it was to change the game and all that, and how it was WWE wanted it to happen. So, you know, I hear this is about to be reported, and I hadn't heard it anywhere. So I hit up some WWE contacts, and one of them was like, hey, I'm not going to put anything in a text. I'm not even going to put anything in a call. Meet me so-and-so. And it was so funny because it was like that Simpsons episode where they meet the guy and the lit cigarette is in the background. There was like a lit, what I don't know if it was a cigarette. I don't know what they were smoking on. But when I met them there in an empty parking lot, like a movie, we shot the shit a little bit. And they said, just to make this clear, Brock Lesnar is not coming back. Has not been discussed, will not be at WrestleMania, will not even be in the city, is not doing signings for us, appearances for us, promotional stuff, isn't being filmed for documentaries. None of it hasn't even been discussed. And this was just a couple months in. This is about a year ago at this point. But they said, we spent a lot of money removing Brock from things. And for a number of months, you weren't even able to mention Brock. Like, you weren't allowed to put Brock in videos or anything. Bengals should trade Trey Hendrickson to the Raiders for a fifth round pick since they don't want to pay him for some weird reason. They want to pay him. They just don't want to pay him what he wants. And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It's Waylon Smithers smoking a cigarette in a parking garage. Yes, that's exactly what it reminded me of. But if the Bengals could get a first rounder out of Trey Hendrickson, I would take it in a heartbeat. But I don't think they can. Don't think they can. Rey Mysterio defeated Julius Creed. This is another fantastic match. Holy shit, this was really good. So, damn, man. Like, Rey Mysterio can still get at it, but I look at Julius Creed and I'm like, why is he not doing more? Why is he not a guy? At the very least, why is American Made not like a top tag team or even a tag team that wins matches here and there? Julius Creed is so incredible. Like, he doesn't lack anything. He's got a lot of personality. His brother does too. Like, they're a treasure at these media days. Everybody gets involved in this match. El Grande Americano as well. You know what's interesting? Chad Gable, no singles matches. El Grande Americano has one, though. Rey ends up winning. This was really good stuff. Like, Julius Creed is a fantastic base, and Rey Mysterio is still out here doing this at this age. Like, even seeing him do the spot where he's in the arm wringer and like backflips out of it. I'm just sitting there looking at that. I'm like, my God, man. Like, this is the dude we thought was shot for a while. And Julius Creed was actually doing a lot of the really, really impressive stuff here. Like, it was primarily him doing that. But Rey was like, you know, going underneath, sliding, doing the baseball slides, all that stuff. But Julius was doing the jumping to the top rope, the bumps over the top, all that stuff. And I like that. Like, it sort of hides a lot when he does that. And he took a big bump into the barricade as well. Dragon Lee got involved and went after El Grande Americano, which is just kind of funny to watch them go back and forth. But this match was masked very well in a way that it looked like Ray was still going 100 miles an hour, but Julius was going 100 miles an hour. Rey Mysterio is a minus 500 favorite over El Grande Americano. I'm going with Americano here. I think they'll rock with that. I really do. God damn. Could you imagine if they got Trump there and he wins? Eesh. Look at my hair. It's beautiful. Magnificent. Magnificent. BetOnline AG. They have all your odds for you, including NBA playoff, NHL playoff. Hoping for my Maple Leafs, guys. Do y'all believe? I do. And playoff hockey is so much fun. I don't watch a lot of regular season stuff, but man, I believe, damn it. They're going to have like 3 out of 4 seasons with 50 wins. They just got to get past that second round. My God. Fid McAwesome, who we just announced our new TikTok deal with, says WWE 2K deep throat style leak is weird. Man, listen, people are going to think that means something else. Who would be the front runners of a WWE combine? Julius Creed for one. Giovanni Vinci would have been if he was still there. Logan Paul. We're going to go just main roster. We're not going to go NXT. I see Luis typing in Tavion Heights. Nah, WWE combine. NXT already does one. But I would say that, Bron Breakker would be one. Have you talked to anybody from New Japan about The Rock's IG teaser post? I have. It caught everybody by surprise. They had no frame of reference for it. There was little information there. I mean, listen, if it was about Jeff Cobb leaving New Japan, it's kind of a twatty thing to do for him to vacate, like vacating the titles. But listen, your boy reported that he was going to WWE a month ago. How did New Japan not know? How did they put themselves in a position where they put the tag titles on a guy that, listen, I know people there knew. He didn't keep it a secret. People there knew he was going. I don't know why they did that. For the lulz? Is Japan subscribed to Fightful? I got great sources in New Japan. I don't understand it, man. I don't know why you would put yourself in that position. Don't know why you put that yourself in that position. War Raiders. They say this will be a war. New Day playing Clash of Clans are like, we got wars all the time. We don't give a damn. We don't care. I would imagine New Day are the favorites there. That's who I'm picking to win. Bet Online, AG. This is okay. This has been, another just vastly underbooked, underserved division. And the people in WWE that I spoke to, they assured me, they were like, yeah, you know what? Now that the titles are on the Viking or the War Raiders, it's gonna be better. It hasn't been better. Bless them. They're incredible fellas. Eric works El Grande Americano on speed. Fightful Select broke that news today. I can't wait to see that, especially... Like, I'm sure Eric wants to one-up Ivar's speed match that got a lot of buzz, right? Like, I would love to see that. Love to. Don't forget, guys, in the morning here on FIFA, we have Andrew Zarian and Rich for Beyond the Bell every Tuesday morning. Tune in, check out that fantastic show. Andrew and Rich, always breaking news over there too. Kingslayer says, one of my biggest pet peeves in wrestling is the champion not starting or ending the show. It's nice for Gunther to finally open a show. I agree with that, Kingslayer. Gunther is, he rarely is made to feel like the biggest deal on Raw. And he should be. He should be. He should be involved in top feuds. And he is. He's involved in a very like heat-filled feud with a guy who is very, very over. I think there's a major disconnect online versus the fans you hear in the venue. Now, I don't agree to the level of which Triple H pretends it is, or else, you know, they would never adjust anything. But Grazi Streams also says, check out Fightful Overbooked for In the Weeds every day at 10 a.m., the best morning show. I sincerely love In the Weeds. I think they do the best morning wrestling show, period. No disrespect to anybody else. But yeah, I think they just do a wonderful job over there. And I've always wanted a morning show, but I don't like waking up early. If you guys see my Twitter behavior, sometimes I'm up pretty late. So don't like the early mornings. AJ Styles defeated Karrion Kross. So this is the first WWE Raw televised match of Karrion Kross's since the year started. And I honestly think it's probably one of his best main roster matches he's had. Because let's be real, a lot of his main roster singles matches have just been not good. I wouldn't say bad matches, just stuff that you look at and you're like, Kofi match, Lashley match, Xavier, any number of those. Even the triple threat. He had a good one with AJ 2 years ago, I think so. My God. Cross has been back for almost 3 years because Fightful Select reported his contract was coming up. But I thought this was pretty good. I loved a spot where Cross had to deadlift AJ and slammed him down, went for the pin. He goes, you trying to sandbag me, AJ? But I really enjoyed how Karrion Kross has taken to be a supporting player here that adds to other things. Because Karrion Kross has done more to build up the Logan Paul, AJ Styles feud than WWE Creative has for AJ Styles and Karrion Kross. Or AJ Styles and Logan Paul. So there was a spot where Karrion Kross feigned an injury, very akin to AJ's injury months ago, which they did bring up. AJ gets just more mad about it. Like, he realizes Karrion Kross is making light of his injury that he thought, you know, could end his career at his age. And this is a concentrated effort by Karrion Kross. He did that to bring the AJ out that he wanted to see. The one that he's been asking for. It was very intentional. Very intentional. Logan Paul comes out, talks about how poor and lame everybody in Sacramento is. Plays a video, which I will say he is the kind of person that I believe would have a video prepared for himself. I do believe that. But it's all right. It's like, hey guys, by the way, in case you forgot, he's famous. Separate from this. His finish rules. The mass driver, it's incredible. Nothing else I can say about that. Amazing finish. Really good stuff there. Match will be good, I think. I think it'll be very, very good. I think this stands a chance of being AJ Styles' best WrestleMania match. If you go back and you look at all of them that AJ has had over the years, and let me see here. as we go back through like his history of WrestleMania. Gosh, last year, yeah, I think that it stands a good chance of being the best one that he's had. And yeah, this is one of the greatest to ever do it in the ring. So like that'll say something about Logan Paul. We got all the women's title videos. Io emphasizes that Bianca and Rhea shouldn't underestimate her. Bianca is pretty salty, but she's happy that there's a triple threat now. Rhea is saying, you're going to find out what it's like for me to be the bad guy to Bianca. And even though there's some attention being given to Io, it's primarily Bianca and Rhea. I think that Bianca is the Bet Online favorite right now. I'll look and make sure. Yeah, she is the favorite. That's who I'm going to go with just because I know that they know they have the streak. Now, maybe WWE will say, well, unbeaten in however many WrestleMania matches, right? Or maybe WWE is far too strict with their realization of who does what in these and what counts as a win and what counts as a loss. Because maybe they're like, oh, well, she didn't win the Battle Royal, so she lost. But the reality is so far, Bianca Belair has never been pinned in 6 WrestleMania matches. Now, granted, one of them she couldn't be. But she is 5-0 at WrestleMania. I could see her winning or just not getting pinned. Also, Logan Paul is the Bet Online AG favorite for WrestleMania, and I'm picking him as well. Dave Cost says, the minute the Rumble ended, I've been predicting to my buddies that they open the weekend with Yeet Mania to get the party started. I think it would be the perfect opener. Will I be correct? Dave, I expect this. Haven't heard this specifically, but this is what I expect. Now, we're going to have the full rundowns and ref list, producer list, writer list, all that stuff on FightfulSelect.com. But I think you're right, Dave. I think that is specifically like a tone setter. Like you want people to get there and you want to say, oh, this is the biggest party in Las Vegas history. Look at everybody eating. They're going to say all these things, all these very hyperbolic things that, you know, make WWE look like the coolest shit that you have ever seen in your entire life. And with celebrities there or whoever it is they're going to have there, they're going to have them yeeting their pants, yeeting their britches, all that good stuff. That's what you want to do. You want to make this show look as cool as possible. You want to make people say, man, I wish I would have went to that. And I regret not going to it, even though the prices were insane. So, Dave, I completely agree with you. Judgment Day attack Braun Breaker. And then Penta ends up winning I really enjoyed this match for what it was. Hate that it was a DQ, kind of waste of time, but like, man, I thought this was a really fun match. They were going at a really breakneck speed here. Bet Online AG has Penta winning, but I've got a theory for you guys that I'm going to uncork here in a minute. So this match, first off, very good, very fast paced. Saw somebody on Twitter trying to say of all finishing moves that Finn Balor's is the worst because he's only 170, 190 pounds. And I'm like, bro, drop a 10-pound weight on your chest from two feet up, not even 8 feet up where he's got to jump up in the air. You're going to the hospital. Hospital. What I loved about this was Judgment Day getting involved, which I usually hate, but Braun Breaker running, charging down after being attacked, and Carlito was like, he had like the PTSD flashbacks, like the gif of the dog with the helicopter, and he's like, oh! And he still got double speared, which I loved, because it wasn't like, oh, Bron Breakker speared them both with one arm. He speared them consecutively. And what I love is that Penta stood tall here, because you got to have him stand tall. He came in, he won a bunch of matches. But you got to have him stand tall. And listen, I am okay with Finn Balor and Dominic's involvement in this, but I think you could have done Finn Balor versus Dominic. You could have accelerated their split, and you certainly could have done Bron Breakker versus Penta on WrestleMania, first time, not doing it on Raw, and people would have loved it. Did y'all hear that crowd when it was those two in there? Two guys that just keep winning, mind you, clashing. Loved that. Winners should challenge for the titles. So, let's talk about what I could see happening. Bron Breakker over at BetOnline.ag is second in the betting odds. Dominic Mysterio and Finn Balor are the biggest underdogs. Now, these are not lock picks. Don't know. It's going to come down to it about lock picks. It'll be tough. Last year, I had two or three on WrestleMania. But I actually see Finn Balor or Dominic Mysterio as the most likely to win the match. I think Bron Breakker is the least likely, because I think it's time for Bron Breakker to move on up to the world title so he doesn't get pinned. I could see Penta getting pinned, or Finn sneaks in and pins Dominic, or what I really would like to see is Dominic looking like he legitimately and sincerely earned the Intercontinental title. I mean, it's no rules. This is going to be a wild match. But then Finn Balor steals it from him. And Finn starts, I mean, he's already a heel, but you start to feel a little bit bad for Dominic, because fans love to hate Dominic, but they're going to love Dominic one day too. And as Nicholas points out, Dom winning and Finn getting jealous would be very cool. It would be cool. I think that building up Dominic throughout the summer and having him just come up a little bit short and then winning the title would be a very cool moment. People are going to love Dominic one day. Look at me. He's a phenomenal heel. But have you ever watched like a media interview with this guy? He is so funny and so charming. He is a natural. I'm blown away every time he does media. He's so good at it. He's so entertaining. This is a guy that I talked to Finn and Damian about it last year. Like, they came in. He came in with a lot of criticism, and justly so. He was a nepotism hire, effectively. And he took that and he goes, you know what? I'm going to become an indispensable part of this company. And he has been. He's fantastic. He's a great performer. Not a liability in the ring. He's incredibly funny. He knows how to play up what he does. Dominic Mysterio has become so good. Wait, isn't Dom the betting favorite on Bet Online? You know what? I might be looking at. Let me look. I think those may have shifted, actually. Let's see. Let me go over to Bet Online. AG, our great partners. The newsroom, by God. But I'm picking one of those two. That's who I got winning this. And I think because it can be the catalyst for a lot of different things. Listen, all due respect to Penta. He can go and team with his brother after this. Bron Breakker can go and challenge for the world title after this. And that's what I think should happen. That's how I think it should rock. And I think this can be the catalyst for an awful lot of different things. And that's what they need to do. They need to create more interesting stories off of what we have here. And I think that's very important. El Grande Americano is closed in too. He is very, very close on these odds. Tiffany Stratton, Charlotte and Tiffany are both negative odds, which means it's very tough to call. Charlotte's the favorite. I'm going with Tiffany in that one. Naomi has closed the gap pretty significantly. Drew McIntyre is a monster favorite right now. Okay, Dominic Mysterio has moved into the favorite spot on BetOnline AG. Finn Balor is the least, and then Braun Breaker is third. So it's good to see. LA Knight, underdog over Jacob Fatu. I think Solo Sikoa costs Jacob Fatu, and then we get LA Knight winning that. And War Raiders are big underdog. New Day is a monster favorite there. Monster favorite. And the odds for the women's world title are Bianca, Io, Rhea in that order. John Cena favored to beat Cody Rhodes at BetOnline AG. That's who I'm going with as well. So I'm going with. Look at our friends Sabrina and Demon Diva in the chat. Any rumors the guy from Common Bingles W being Randy's surprise Mania opponent? I was asked to do a WrestleMania week booking, but I'm not wrestling for a little bit. I'm going to take care of myself physically a little bit more. And you know what? If anybody could pull a good match out of me, it is it is Randy Orton. He could get anything over. Tim says, I feel a Dom should win and have Liv and Dom split from Judgment Day. Yeah, Liv, Dom, and Raquel should split. And then you've got, you know, Finn and JD when he comes back and Carlito. That's what I would like to see. That's what I think would work really, really well. Supermo says, Sean, is Breaker all right? You seem to be favoring his knee during the closing of the segment. Thanks for all you do. I don't have an answer on this, but I have asked about it. Hope so, because that would be a big one to lose right now. Supermo, I am going to continue to follow up on this. I assure you. I appreciate you sending that in. Bad Robot says, I feel like Penta is an overlooked pick. They put belts on Paige, Starks, and Jade fairly quick. I see a lot of heel wins. Titan takedown with WWE people on Dropout is awesome. Chelsea playing D&D. So the only thing I've ever watched on Dropout is Very Important People. And I think that Vic from Very Important People is just one of the best in content creation right now. I love everything that she does on that show. It's fantastic. And the people that go along with her, Tommy Shrigley, that's good. That's good stuff right there. Yes, Bad Robot, I think you're right with the Penta being an overlooked pick element of this. I think what they do here is they show AEW talent like, look, if you come here, you'll be booked appropriately. You'll be booked okay. And that is very important. Jambeard says, I feel like it's either going to be Dom robbing the pin of Finn, or he pins Finn and Judgment Day kicks Finn out of the group, turning Finn into a face again. Jambeard, I don't think that Finn can emerge as the baby face from this. I think that he has shown himself to be so jealous and vindictive within the frame of this story that it's got to be Dominic being the baby face. And it's got to be Finn sort of getting the heat. That's how I feel about this. And Yeah. Brandon says Liv and Dom are a tired angle, in my opinion. Split them. Yeah. I think that Dom as a babyface, Liv as a heel would be kind of funny. I think it'd be kind of cute to do that. You think we see Rocket Mania? Feels like he should be there considering the Elimination Chamber angle back in March. Bro, it feels like he should have been on Raw or SmackDown or any of that stuff. How in the hell has The Rock not shown up since then? And he's like, oh, we've always got a plan. Always got a plan. They mentioned this guy more before he had one of the biggest turns of all time with John Cena, and they've barely mentioned him since. And I know what they'll do. If he comes back at Mania, they'll be like, well, we made you forget. No, you didn't make us forget. You're one of the most famous people on earth. Absolutely not. Put down your damn Rubik's Cube and come to Raw. We want to watch you on Raw or SmackDown or something like that. Come on. Yeah, I think you'll be at Mania. Tell you where I'll be tomorrow. On my new stair mill. You want to know how? Our friends at Ketone IQ. I have mentioned this in the past. The founders of this fantastic product are ex-Stanford engineers who managed to get a Department of Defense contract. That's how good they are. And this specifically has been good for me because in the last month and a half, I'd mentioned having a bit of a health scare. And at one of the results of that was I needed to make a change to my caffeine intake. Like I didn't want to drink nearly as much caffeine. I cut it in half. And thankfully, Ketone IQ has helped get me there, and it's got me so dialed in. It's high-performance energy, a clean shot of energy with no sugar or caffeine. Now, if you want caffeine, they've got that. The Ketone IQ plus caffeine is 5 grams of ketones, 100 milligrams of caffeine from green tea, which I also really like, and it tastes great. I take it before a workout, before a long shift at work, a podcast. I got my box of it right here. I'm going to be using this stuff throughout the week because I got to stay focused during WrestleMania week. I've also been very open about how I've got ADHD and how I don't like to medicate. I don't like to take stimulants or anything like that. But Ketone IQ has made me feel a lot better about managing that. Now, it's something that personally I use for that and have found that it helps me focus on an assignment, getting articles done, working out my sponsorship deals. If I need to sit down and transcribe something, this helps keep me on task and all that stuff. You've also got some of the best athletes in the world, from Olympic athletes to top UFC fighters, that are doing this. Save 30% off your first subscription order and receive a free 6-pack of Ketone IQ with ketone.com/fightful. That's ketone.com/fightful. Man, they've been a great partner for us the last couple of months. And I got to be honest, like, when I cut my caffeine intake back, I was like, man, how am I going to do this? Like, I'm used to drinking one of these in the morning, one of these at night, and then supplementing it throughout the day. And it has not been an issue for me at all. Like, and as a result, my sleep is so much better at night on that helixsleep.com/fightful. It's so much better because I'm not drinking that caffeine much later in the day than I need to be. So, man, please check out Ketone IQ, my friends. Oh, man. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. Terry Allen Jr. says, remove Pat from commentary. Those terrible comments. What comments, Terry? I mean, listen, I don't know if it narrows it down, but please elaborate. N. Simmons says, Finn has to be the heel after Mania. Maybe a little bit of the real rock and roller persona, or even bringing back the demon, since Finn's demons are getting the best of him. Bring back the trunks, Finn. I think we are going to see a bit of a rebirth of I'm seeing the clip of Bayley and Liv slapping each other in the ring. A rebirth of Finn Balor here. And what I don't want to see is this feud going on for like 4 months. I think it's a good two and a half month feud. Now, I mean, it can boil under until the turn happens. But listen, I think that Dominic can be a very versatile performer as it relates to this specifically. I think that would go really well with this story. So, CM Punk is backstage. And I got some thoughts on this whole thing. Oh boy, do I have some thoughts on this whole thing. So first off, CM Punk is the favorite at BetOnline.ag. That's who I'm picking. CM Punk sits down with Paul Heyman. He says, look in my eyes. What do you see? It was good setup. Paul goes, a cult of personality? Anyway, Roman Reigns goes out to the ring. Paul Heyman goes out to the ring. Seth Rollins is out there stirring up shit, bro. Just stirring up all kinds of stuff. Trying to just, you know, get one over on everybody. And Roman Reigns attacks him. And Seth cut a good promo. He's got the vest, all that stuff. Cuts a really good promo. You know, had to be this way. And he's acting like he's kind of going to bat for Heyman. Roman Reigns says, you know what? I made my decision. And he attacks Seth Rollins. Then he pushes down Paul Heyman. Roman Reigns was never a babyface. Nothing about him has been a babyface. The guy was a heel. He did horrible things. Then he just went away. And while he was gone, another guy said he was tribal chief. And Roman just showed back up. He didn't apologize for anything. Didn't say my bad. None of it. He just was fighting a less likable guy than him, who honestly hadn't done anything remotely as terrible as what Roman Reigns had done within the context of this program. He still takes Paul Heyman for granted. It abuses him, his friendship, his loyalty. This man said yeet one time, and they acted like he was a babyface. He got everything he wanted, even though he never said, my bad, I'm sorry. He still got his whole family back. This is the opposite of every movie you've ever seen where a guy realizes that he was a bad dude and said, you know what, I'm sorry, I'll stop taking my family for granted. They came back to him. And not only did they come back to him, they got another guy that hated him to come back as well. Roman Reigns has never been a babyface. He's always been Roman Reigns. Always. Man. That one just kind of stuck with me. It stuck with me, man. He ain't a babyface. That's for damn sure. So then Seth Rollins hits him with a chair, by the way. But I got another one here. CM Punk don't give a shit about Paul Heyman either. Seth Rollins is right in everything that he's saying. CM Punk don't give a damn about Paul Heyman. CM Punk was advertised for this show. He was in the building. What was he waiting for? What took him so long? He didn't think that there was a risk of Paul Heyman getting shoved on his ass. He didn't think there was a risk of Paul Heyman getting that ass whooped, getting his head stomped in after it almost happened last week. Of course he did. He just doesn't care. CM Punk, the character, doesn't care about Paul Heyman. He is running, like putting Paul Heyman at risk every week. Why was he even at the show if his only thing was going to be to run out to save Paul Heyman at the end? Suspicious. I thought that Seth Rollins kicked ass in this. KE775 says, I'm more convinced that Seth should win on Saturday, but after he stood tall today, I strongly doubt that he will. And he's eyeing Paul Heyman from the corner, right? Like, they're leaning into the idea that Paul Heyman will leave with Seth. But he's killing it. Seth Rollins is doing a great job. Never in my life been sick of a word more than favor. Never want to hear it again in my life. Yeah. Yeah. There's an awful lot of that. Awful lot of that. Man, Seth Rollins is going to be a three-time WrestleMania main eventer now. Look at that. Speaking of, I got a stats piece dropping on FightfulSelect.com. One about WrestleMania 41 this week, and another one about history of WrestleMania. Listen, if some of these are wrong, my bad. My bad. Dave Cost says, Roman is just Roman. Sure, Austin was just Austin too. However, he was there every week. There's nothing that makes me empathize or root for or with Roman. You got to give me more than, well, he's cool. He is extremely cool. He is a very compelling character. I just wish he was around more. That's it. Like, I wish he was on the shows. There is no reason to not have Roman Reigns on every single week during WrestleMania season. None. And, yeah, I mean, listen, the WWE schedule is conducive to where talent can work a lot more TV than they were before, because there's no, I don't want to say no live events. The live events are drastically reduced. They don't need to do them anymore. They're not, they don't make sense for WWE to do them. They can kind of cut those costs and apply it elsewhere and have a functional operating business and instead put their resources elsewhere. Yeah. Dave Cost says, hey, Sean, WWE's done an incredible job over the past 3 years of developing baby faces, but they have a heel issue. Outside of Drew, Gunther, Cena, who are the next few main event heels? Need Seth to turn fully at Mania. Yeah, I think Seth needs to. You know, Braun Breaker could be one, but he's awfully cool, man. Dude's awfully cool. Hard for me to look at him and say, you know what? He's going to be a great heel because people want to love him. Everybody likes this guy. So, I mean, I think that they'll probably work with him as a heel. I would also, as I'm looking up and down the roster, Bronson Reed was one that was going to be big. He was going to be big, but no longer. They did. You know what, man? You're right. They do have a heel problem. Jacob Fatu is so likable. He's so likable. How can he be a heel? Everybody loves him. If you've ever met this guy in person, Jacob Fatu is one of the most like charismatic people. You just want to, like, you want this dude to like you. He is, well, first off, because he could kick the shit out of you, but you want him, like, everybody is like vying for his attention, you can see. But I think Braun Breaker and Jacob Fatu are two of them. Rusev, if he comes back as well. Jane Beard says, Paul's going to bring in his best Paul Heyman guy to take care of everyone, Ryback. Jane Beard, I really admire that you sent a super chat for that. Brandon says, Dom versus Finn, IC belt at Saturday night's main event. I could see that. I think that's a good idea. K775 says, I think Raw and SmackDown next week need to be huge and newsworthy. WWE needs to shake up badly now how things will feel how things feel stale at the moment. I will be on the next two SmackDown post shows, at least at the very start of them, giving you guys news, exclusives, scoops, all that stuff, along with Kate and Alexis. Kate has been doing such a great job helping us out with social media as well. I don't know if y'all have seen. I've taken more of a stand in the marketing element of our YouTube. Our subscribers jumped up like 20,000 over the last couple months because we had a couple of big hit videos like the Fightful Presents videos. We have a new one with Sonny Siaki out. We have new action figure videos. I know the mic was on the table. My bad for those that complained. But we've got a lot of cool stuff there. Interviews with Izzy that are up, that is up on our channel right now. We've got David Finley, all kinds of cool stuff now. Also, Luis at Fightful Espanol. If for some reason you speak Spanish and you want access to Fightful Select, we have Fightful Select Espanol. that hasn't taken off the way I'd like, but we've got Fightful Espanol on Twitter, and we might roll it into that. N. Simmons says, Seth is the babyface here. Roman is still a bad guy. Punk is clearly the devil waiting to strike. People like Seth and Drew are right about him. Yeah. Yes. They are. Like, he's being a snake towards Heyman. And Rollins is the only one who is at least making his intentions clear. Seth Rollins is the only one that's being upfront about all this. Roman's abusing this man. Punk is letting him get his ass whipped. Dave Koss says, but really, you aided last year was The Rock's 20-minute plus IG post. Yes! They were pretty incredible. Like, you just love to hear the guy talk. Even if he's talking complete bullshit, he's such a good talker, man. He's a fascinating guy. He has the aura, as the kids say. He's one of the most famous people on earth. You want to see that guy. Well, guys, I hope you all want to see us this week. I'll run you down our schedule. Tuesday morning, Beyond the Bell, Andrew Zarian and Rich. Tuesday night, NXT post show. Wednesday afternoon, morning-ish, afternoon-ish, Joe Hendry interview drops on Fightful. Joel Pearl. Traveling out there. Travel safe, buddy. Wednesday, The Hump. Wednesday night, post AEW, Dynamite. And boy, is it going to be a big one. Hell of a wild card versus Hangman Page. Mercedes Moné versus Athena. Every morning in the weeds on Fightful Overbooked, by the way. Thursday night, we'll have some sort of content. We've got WWE interviews coming. Friday, SmackDown before Mania. It's going to be a good one. Saturday morning, I believe Grapsody. I believe Grapsody is in their scheduled time, I believe. But Saturday and Sunday, I'm doing live Q&As on FightfulSelect.com. Whatever's going on throughout the week, you boys got it covered. Saturday and Sunday night, we've got the post show here on our channel, and we got an extra one on Fightful Select for Sour Graps. Beyond that, I think we've got some preview shows on Fightful Select as well. After all that, I've got a lot of people that say, man, why don't you all cover so-and-so? The answer is we do. A gentleman by the name of Steven Jensen does a show called The Weekender on FightfulSelect.com. This is all on the $6 tier. He's going to have a review and wrap up of the collective once he's able to consume all of it. Incredible coverage, that guy. So Monday night, Raw after Mania, we got Andrew Baydala joining us. Want a fresh set of eyes. That way you don't hear me making the same points four or five straight nights. Tuesday night, NXT after Mania. Beyond the Bell that morning. The Hump, post AEW, back in the fold. Then I'm coming back on that Friday for the post-SmackDown after Mania show. There's so much. And I'll probably have another Q&A next week on FightfulSelect.com. If you don't, please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business. Thursday Collision Review Show. I think so. Yeah, I'm thinking so. DNC Digital says, I saw Slammies coming up. Moment of the year. Probably Cody finishing his story, if that's a thing, if that qualifies. Yeah. I think it'll be Cody finishing his story. Guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. I appreciate you all so much. Until next time, my friends. We're out.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.